Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And on this week's programme, we'll be featuring a lot of our favourites, judging by the emails that are coming in. I'm going to start with a live recording. Now, by the Clancy Brothers. Who else? They're having a great time here. And of course, we've had this one before. And the chorus goes, if you wish to join in. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never, no more. Now, take a listen to how the Clancy Brothers sing it. And they've got the audience joining in.
And it's no, nay, never. For credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day.
And it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never, no more.
Ah, then out of me pockets I took sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said sure were only in jest.
And it's no name.
No, nay, never, no more. Will I
recorded at Carnegie Hall, no less. The Clancy Brothers and The Wild Rover. I haven't played this track for quite some time, and I'm looking forward to hearing it again. It's rather long, longer than we usually have, but it tells a story. It starts, "When I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. But then the war came, and he joins up into the army, and he's shipped off and to Gallipoli, where the great battle takes place with the Turks. And he gets wounded, and he's shipped back to Australia. And there's some lovely lines in, I looked where my legs used to be." And then he's thinking as he watches every year the parades go by. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. Take a listen to Ronnie Drew. And before I play it, you might ask yourself, well, what's Australia got to do with Sounds Irish? It's not the song, it's the singer. Ronnie Drew, and the band played Waltzing Matilda.
When I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, me country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda. When the ship pulled away from the quay, and amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, oh, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, it's well I remember that terrible day, when our blood stained the sand and the water. And how in that hell they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, he'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. He nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played a Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, well, we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then it started all over again. Oh, those that were living just tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, while around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was a worse thing than dying. Oh, no more I'll go waltzing Matilda, all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind and the insane, as proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity, and the band played Waltzing Matilda when they carried us down the gangway. Oh, nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. Now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glories. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and worn, those weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. So who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
That is one very fine song. Ronnie Drew and the band played Waltzing Matilda. We're picking up new listeners on Sounds Irish every week, which delights me. And I just want to point out, if you are a new listener, one of the themes behind the programme is Irish. Not necessarily an Irish song, but maybe sung by an Irish singer or written by an Irishman. But as long as it has some connection with Ireland, it fits into Sounds Irish. As most people know, Ireland is an island, and being totally surrounded by water, well, of course, we make good use of the water. We use it for fishing, and there are various parts of Ireland well known for fishing, like up in Donegal or down in Kerry, in places around that, around the coast. Some wonderful fishing villages and towns, and it's a wonderful industry. But where do fishermen go when they die, asks the story. Well, according to legend, when fishermen die, they go to Fiddler's Green. Listen to Patsy Watcorn explaining it a little better than I do, and singing it a lot better than I do.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the ice skins and jumpers, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me your shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on a fiddler's green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me your shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I was singing along with that. Wrap me up in my oilskins and blankets, no more on the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now, I haven't played this song for quite some time, and I want you to listen, because I wonder if, like me, you think it sounds like the Scottish song On the Bonny Banks of Loch Lomond. It's called Red is the Rose. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. It's a rather longer track again than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And see what you think about the melody. Is it Loch Lomond? Whatever it is, it's nice.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road you love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true. When the moon and the stars they fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the point. But my love is fairer than any. 'Tis not for the parting with my sister Kate, 'tis not for the grief of my mother, 'tis all for the loss of my bonny Irish lassie. But my heart is my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily.
Now, I'm a big fan of the artist Johnny McAvoy. I think Johnny is so talented. He's been producing great albums over the years. And here's one of my favourite tracks of his. In fact, we might get another track from Johnny before the end of the programme. But here Johnny is telling us all about Slieve na Mon, which is in County Tipperary. And it opens up the verse. And he's in a hall, a huge hall, and everything's happening, but his heart isn't there. It's way back in Slieve na Mon where he met the young maiden. Take a listen to Johnny McAvoy and Slieve na Mon.
Alone, all alone, by the way, war strand, or alone in the crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand, but my heart is not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. I never will forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley near Slieve na Mon. In the festive hall, by the star-washed shore, ever my restless spirit flies. Oh, my love, will I ne'er see you more? Or my land, will you never uprise? By night and by day, I ever will pray, while lonely my life it flies on, to see our flag unfurled and my true love to enfold in the valley near sleep among. In the valley near Sleelamon.
Oh, I never shall forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley of Sleelamon. Johnny McAvoy, a lovely performance there. I was speaking with a holidaymaker during the summertime. I do a lot of playing and entertaining tourists in a local hotel here in my hometown of Bray. And she made a good point after I'd finished and I'd packed up and we were sitting chatting. And she said, why are all Irish songs, or most of them anyway, about emigration? Now, apparently she hadn't heard the Irish history and, first of all, the famine that came in 1846-47, when people left in droves to go to Canada and America and the UK because there was no food for them here at home. As I pointed out on many a Sounds Irish programme, the staple diet of the, particularly the rural people in those days, was potatoes. And in that time, the blight came and struck the potato crop, not just one year, but for a number of years. And some people, as I said on a recent program, just lay down and died at the side of the road. But others made their way, as I say, over to America. Now, when we sing Irish songs, it's very difficult to get a word rhyming with America. So just to fit in, I think it's called poetic license. We call it Americay. Now here's one such song. It's entitled Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. It's sung for us by Paddy Riley. And, well, I think if you listen to the opening lyrics, you'll get the idea. He's sailing away from Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Oh, fare thee well to Ireland, my yonder native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, for it's then the teardrops fall. I'm on my way to America, will I e'er see home once more? For now I leave my own true love on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives it cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. Thank you. my own true love, I think of you night and day. And a place in my mind you surely will find, although I'm far, far away. Though I'll be alone, far away from home, I'll think of the good times once more. Until the day I can make me way back to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And now the ship is on the way, may heaven protect us all. With the winds and the sail, we surely can't fail on this voyage to Baltimore. But my parents and friends did wave till the end, till I could see them no more. I then took a chance with one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
I meant to point out to you also, before playing that particular track, to listen at the end to the sound of the Illan pipes. You heard them there. They're particularly associated with Ireland, the Illan pipes. They're played with the elbow. That's why we get the word Illan. It's for elbow, and they have the distinctive sound of their own. Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from Paddy Riley. Now, for another little bit of self-indulgence, a big favourite of mine. This is originally done, for me anyway, I first heard it by the Clancy Brothers. But I'm going to play you a version by a group called Barleycorn. And Barleycorn are going to tell us about all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now. You can tap your feet to this one.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some
I don't think that's an Irish folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Barleycorn. Or they don't come much more Irish than the Jolly Beggarman, another lively one. I don't think this is an Irish folk song either, but they do a very good job on it, the Jolly Beggarman, and By the Banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the roses, me lonely nights are down. And I took out the fiddle for to play me lonely tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you name me?"
Well, when I was a young man, I heard me father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses,
on the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay me?"
But now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out the fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are it Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?"
And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May, when the leaves, they are green, and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, we love when I sit down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?"